All right, so today's deep dive is going to be a little different.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about latex clothing. And not just latex clothing as clothing, but latex clothing as Christmas gifts. So, those of you out there thinking, wait, what? Just stick with us here for a second because you might be surprised by what you learn. And this could be a really unique gift idea
Yeah.
to surprise that special someone with.
You know, it is interesting how something like latex, which is often associated with, a specific scene, a subculture, can make its way into the mainstream. And we're talking Christmas gifts here, so that's really
Yeah,
interesting.
again,
Yeah.
and the brand we're looking at today, Ellen Harness, kind of exemplifies this shift, I think. They specialize in these handcrafted latex garments, and the designs are really unique and high quality. And they use high quality latex sourced from England.
Oh, sourcing the latex from England. That's a good move. England has a really long tradition of latex production, and they're known for their, high standards. So it definitely adds a layer of authenticity and quality to the brand when they're sourcing from England.
Yeah, and they ship worldwide, and they even offer custom tailoring. So that's really great. No matter where you are, what size you need, they can pretty much make it happen for you. So the article we're diving into today highlights some specific gift suggestions, and we thought we'd start with something that might raise a few eyebrows. And that's latex lingerie.
Lingerie is always kind of a delicate territory when it comes to gifts, but I think what's fascinating about latex is it kind of elevates that whole idea. It's not just about intimacy, it's about confidence, self-love, and embracing this really different kind of aesthetic. It's really a gift that encourages someone to, explore their sensuality on their own terms.
And Cullen Harness does not shy away from the bold choices when it comes to colors either. You've
Yeah.
got classic black, of course,
Yes.
but then you've got this vibrant pink, a passionate red, even an emerald green that I saw. But what really caught my eye was the combination of opaque and translucent latex
Oh,
in a lot of
yeah.
their designs.
Yeah. That's a really smart design choice because it adds this whole other layer of visual intrigue. It plays with light and shadow, and it creates this mystery and allure. It's not just lingerie, it's like wearable art.
Totally. And they've got a range of styles too.
Yeah.
High-waisted panties for a touch of vintage flair,
Yeah.
thongs for something more daring. Let's just say they've got a lot of options for every personality. So, moving on from lingerie, let's talk about something that might be a bit more unexpected, and that's latex dresses.
Dresses are interesting because it shows just how versatile latex can be. You've got everything from the elegant evening gowns to these playful doll dresses, which really challenges that perception of latex as just this edgy alternative material, and it makes it something that can be sophisticated or fun.
Yeah, I was really impressed by their dress collection. They have these really sleek, form-fitting dresses, perfect for a holiday party. And then there's these incredible micro dresses with deep cuts and open backs. Talk about making a statement. I even saw some designs that looked like they were inspired by iconic film characters,
Oh, that's really smart.
which I thought was cool.
Yeah, it's a great way to make latex more approachable and relatable, If they see a dress that reminds them of a character they love, it might make them more open to it.
Yeah,
So
exactly.
it's like, hey, you love this character. Why not try out this bold fashion choice?
All right, so let's move on to something that just screams superhero chic, and that is latex bodysuits. Ellen Harness has a range of styles, from those full-body catsuits to partial bodysuits with strategically placed cutouts.
Yeah, bodysuits are a really good example of how latex can enhance and sculpt the body. The way it clings and moves with you is like a second skin. It could be a really great gift for someone who loves to dance or express themselves through movement.
Yeah, absolutely. And they offer a variety of sleeve lengths and necklines. Plus, we talked about that opaque and translucent play. They do that with the bodysuits as well, which adds a whole other layer of visual interest. I'm really seeing how much thought goes into these designs.
It is interesting how they offer, those classic and daring options within each category. It's like they're saying, we embrace all forms of self-expression and we have something for everyone. It's
Yeah.
very inclusive.
So let's move on to something that I think might really surprise you. And that is latex outerwear. You don't always think of latex when it comes to jackets and coats. But Ellen Harness proves that this material can be incredibly versatile.
Yeah, what's striking is the way they juxtapose textures. Imagine, a sleek latex jacket, but paired with faux fur or denim. It creates this unexpected contrast that's edgy, but also stylish. And it could be a great gift for someone who loves to push boundaries with fashion and experiment with different looks.
Yeah, they have Classic jackets, longer coats, even a cropped weatherproof jacket with a hood. It's like they thought of everything. And speaking of thinking outside the box, did you see they even incorporate latex into some of their cosplay and Halloween costumes?
Yeah, that's
Which I
fun.
thought was really cool.
It shows they don't take themselves too seriously and that they embrace that playful side of latex. And I think it's a good reminder that fashion can be a form of self-expression, whether you're wearing it every day or for a special occasion.
Absolutely. So as you can see, latex fashion is about so much more than you might initially think. You know, it's about confidence. It's about individuality. It's about breaking down those preconceived notions that we might have about certain materials. And with brands like Ale & Harness making latex more accessible than ever, it's no wonder people are really embracing this unique material.
The key takeaway here is that latex clothing can be a surprisingly thoughtful and empowering gift. It's not just about the garment itself. It's about the message that it conveys, a message of confidence, self-love, and embracing your individuality.
Couldn't agree more. It's a gift that says, you know, I see you, I appreciate your unique style, and I want you to feel incredible. Now, before we move on to the next part of our deep dive, I want to leave you with this question. What would you feel most confident and empowered wearing? Think about that, and we'll be back in a bit to explore some more latex gift ideas from Ellen Harness.
It's funny how sometimes a gift can be like a catalyst for self-discovery. You know, like giving someone latex could be saying like, "Hey, I see this boldness in you, and I want you to embrace it."
Yeah, I love that. It's not just a material item. It's like encouraging someone to step outside their comfort zone. So we've talked about the lingerie, the dresses, the bodysuits. What other latex treasures does Ale & Harness have in store for us, especially as we're thinking about holiday gifting?
Well, they've got a really surprising variety beyond what we've talked about so far. You know, they've got tops, corsets, skirts, leggings, even stockings,
Big
pretty
time.
much head to toe, literally.
So you're saying like I could create an entire latex wardrobe just from this one brand?
Yeah, pretty much. And I think that really speaks to the fact that latex is becoming more and more present in the fashion world. You know, it's not just this niche thing anymore. It's really becoming part of mainstream style.
Why do you think that is? What's driving that surge in interest?
Well, I think it's a few things. Pop culture definitely has a big influence. We see more celebrities, influencers wearing latex, so it becomes more accessible. You know, more people can see themselves wearing it.
Yeah, for sure. Like when you see, I don't know, Beyonce or someone rocking a latex outfit, you kind of think like, huh, maybe I could pull that off too.
Exactly. And then you can't forget about that tactile appeal of latex. You know, it's smooth, it's sleek, it's form-fitting. It just feels different than any other fabric, and that's appealing to people.
Yeah, you can't deny that wow factor. It's definitely material that makes a statement.
And that ties into the confidence aspect of it too. You know, wearing latex can make you feel powerful, sexy, bold, and it's like a physical way to show you're embracing your individuality.
Yeah, like you're wearing armor in a way. Not literally, of course, but just that feeling of confidence and empowerment.
Exactly. It's about feeling good in your skin and letting that show. And I think in a world that often tries to put us in boxes, latex can be a way to break free from those expectations.
So someone on your Christmas list wants to ditch those expectations and embrace that bolder side of themselves. A gift from Ale & Harness could be perfect.
And let's not forget about the surprise factor. You don't expect to get latex as a gift, so it's a fun and memorable experience for sure.
Yeah, definitely a step up from the usual socks and sweaters.
Speaking of stepping up, let's talk about the more technical side of latex, because I think that's important for anyone thinking about giving it as a gift.
Yeah, for sure. I'm curious about care and maintenance. Is it as high maintenance as it seems?
Well, it does require some special care, but it's not as complicated as you might think. A little research, the right product, and you're good to go.
So what are the key things people should know about caring for latex?
Well, the main things are to keep it clean and moisturized. So you want to wash it with a gentle pH-neutral soap, nothing harsh. And after washing, apply a latex conditioner to keep it supple and prevent cracking.
Makes sense, kind of like caring for a delicate piece of leather.
Exactly. And with proper care, it can last for years and years. It's an investment piece for sure.
So we talked about the look and feel of latex, but are there different types? Like, is the latex in a bodysuit different from the latex in a jacket?
Oh, that's a good question. There are actually different thicknesses and finishes which affect the look and feel. So a thinner latex might be used for lingerie because it's more delicate.
Makes sense. So thicker would be for outerwear then.
Exactly. And then you've got finishes like matte gloss, even metallic.
Wow, so many choices. So when choosing a latex gift, you really need to consider the person's style. what they'll feel comfortable and confident in.
For sure, it's about finding that perfect piece that lets their personality shine.
Well, we've covered a lot of ground today,
Yeah.
from that symbolic meaning of latex to the practical care tips. I'm really seeing why latex is becoming such a popular choice, especially for those who want to express themselves.
Yeah, and as we head into the holidays, it's definitely something to keep in mind for that person who's not afraid to stand out.
Absolutely. Now, before we wrap up this latex journey, we'll be back in just a bit with some final thoughts and maybe even some tips on how to choose that perfect latex gift for your loved ones. Welcome back to our latex deep dive. Exploring Ellen and Harness and their latex creations has been really interesting.
Yeah, it's definitely challenged some preconceived notions I had about latex.
For sure, we've seen how it can be elegant, playful, sophisticated, even practical. And most importantly, how it can be a powerful tool for self-expression and confidence.
Right. It's not just about the garment, it's about the message behind it, encouraging someone to embrace who they are and explore different sides of themselves.
It's like saying, hey, I believe in you and I think you can do anything. So as we wrap up, I'm wondering, what are some key things to keep in mind if someone's thinking about giving latex as a gift this holiday season?
Well, first, you got to know your audience. Latex is a bold choice, so you got to make sure the person is open to that kind of statement.
Good point. It's not for everyone, and that's okay. But for the right person, it could be a truly amazing gift.
Exactly. And when you're picking out a piece, think about their personal style. Do they like classic looks, playful stuff, or something more out there?
And don't forget about practicality. A latex bodysuit might be great for a dancer, but maybe not for someone in a corporate office.
Right. Think about their lifestyle, what they'll feel comfortable and confident wearing.
And sizing is so important with latex. It's all about the fit.
Yeah.
So make sure you do your research and get the right measurements.
Definitely. And Elan Harness does custom tailoring, which is a great option if you're unsure about sizing or want to create something truly unique.
And don't be afraid to reach out to the brand or even the online latex community for advice. There's a whole world of knowledge and support for those new to latex.
It's a really welcoming community full of people passionate about latex and its power.
So as we finish up this latex deep dive, I want to leave you with this thought. What if this holiday season we focus on gifts that empower and inspire? Gifts that encourage people to express themselves and celebrate who they are?
I love that.
Latex, with its unique style and confidence boost, could be that perfect gift. So go explore the world of latex with an open mind. You never know what you might discover about yourself and about fashion. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive, and until next time, keep exploring.